Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Rob, with all the people traveling this summer, and I know a whole bunch of people who want to quote unquote snowboard coming in the fall, one concern that's been out a lot is about passports and all the concerns about passports. Now, let me give you my personal experience with some friends and family members recently went to Mexico and their passports were not available literally until the day before they took off, and there's been a backlog. So there was a lot of stress before they got on that plane, let me tell you. But I want to get a bit of an update on things that are happening, and who else better than we've got Minister Karina Gould. She's the Minister of Families, Children and Social Development. Minister Gould, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Faisal.
So let's go right into the questioning then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Karina, you know, as Faisal mentioned, there's been a lot of rumors and questions and backlogs and wait times. Can you kind of give us a kind of a, how did we get to this passport backlog to this point in time?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, first of all, I hear you and I hear Canadians on the frustration and the anxiety about passports. We're here essentially because for 2 years, you know, Canadians followed public health advice, they stayed home, there were travel restrictions in place. And then once those travel restrictions were lifted earlier this spring, there was a huge wave of applications, but they came in through two streams. One was people who mailed in their passports, you know, ahead of time before they were traveling. And that's part of the challenge is that before the pandemic, about 80% of applications were done in person at a passport office, but we've seen that ratio flipped now with about 80% having come in through the mail channel, and we don't have the capacity to respond, or we didn't have the capacity to respond in the mail channel. And at the same time, a whole bunch of people who once travel restrictions were lifted booked travel without having a passport and then went to the passport office. So we had these two big volumes coming in at the same time, which put a huge strain on the system. And while we knew there was going to be a big wave, we clearly didn't anticipate just how big it was going to be, and we didn't have the capacity to respond as quickly as we should have.
So when you look at some of the updates that we've heard of, that we believe that it was a announcement made that the backlog should be cleared within 4 to 6 weeks, if my notes are correct, what steps have first of all, am I correct with that 4 to 6 week point? And the second part is, what steps have been taken to make sure that happens?
Yeah, so again, we recognize that we need to provide better service to Canadians. And so what we have been doing since April is hiring hundreds of new people, both in at the front end to serve people in person, but also at the back end to do that processing of passports. Becoming a passport officer is actually a pretty intense training. It's about 12 to 15 weeks. As you know, the Canadian passport is a secure document. There's a lot of integrity to ensure that the person who holds that does have Canadian citizenship. And so it's a pretty intense and long training period. So we've hired hundreds of more people. We're going to have about 800 more people coming online in the next 4 to 6 weeks. That's going to help clear that backlog. We've also streamlined our training processes so we can get more people processing passports faster, because we've got hundreds of thousands of passport applications in the backlog that we need to clear through so that we can give people better services and respond to more return to more normal processing times as we move through the summer and into the fall.
Minister Gould, I just want to ask a question about what we've learned from this process. Now, I hope we never have to go through this again, where we have this sort of backlog, but let's just say we have to go through this again. Is there another way to process passports and open, and I'm thinking, is there an electronic way of applying versus in mail? Are we looking at different options? Because the two ways was either in person or by mail. Is there a third option that we should be exploring? And where are we in that process to see if we can do that?
Absolutely, Faisal. You've hit the nail on the head. We need to modernize the passport application process. So we are working at Service Canada with the Department of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada on developing and opening up an online application portal for simple renewals. You know, some people who've had a Canadian passport before, it's a pretty simple process on the back end to do that renewal. But we only have about 15% of the applications that have come in over the last 4 to 6 months have been renewals. The other 85, 90% have been for people who've never had a passport before. So we need to do some simplification for people who already have a passport so that we can get those people out of the queue and get them their passports in a much more streamlined, faster way. And then some other ideas that, you know, we're thinking about is as people get their citizenship, providing an option to give them their passport at the same time instead of, you know, giving them their citizenship and making them go line up for a passport. Other ideas about, you know, what can we do for seniors? Are we able to make it easier for them to get passports? So we're throwing around a lot of ideas, exploring a lot of policy options right now so that we can avoid people having to go line up at a passport office and make it easier and a better experience overall for Canadians.
I don't know if you know this answer to the question, Minister Gould, but what percent of Canadians have a passport?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that, but we can follow up and get it to you. But I think it's a very high percentage. You know, Canadians are travelers, and there's a lot of Canadians who originate from another country, and so they'll often have a passport so that they can go home and visit family and friends. But I don't know the exact percentage, but now that you've asked me, I'm going to make sure I know that moving forward.
And it wasn't to stump you or anything like that. The reason why I asked that question was, if we have majority of Canadians already in the passport system, then that might be a different way of handling this, the situation going forward. But if there's, let's say, a majority of Canadians that do not have it, then we could have another wave of this coming out if more people want to get their passports. So that's why I was trying to figure out, is it going to be a bigger challenge to modernize the system, or is this going to be a lot easier to kind of go from where we are right now with majority of Canadians having passports? And I don't know the answer if we do or do not have what percentage of Canadians have passports, but I think that's where I was kind of going with that question.
Yeah, sure. And so, like, this is a bit of an exceptional situation because typically we're pretty accurate at forecasting passport demand because we know every year how many passports are set to expire. We know roughly how many babies are born and how many people are getting their Canadian citizenship. So passports are typically very predictable, and we can plan our human resources around that. What's unique about this year is that for the past 2 years, you know, in 2020 and 2021, we had very low volumes of people applying for passports, you know, about less than 400,000 in 2020, about 1.2 million in 2021. You know, since April of this year, we've had close to 900,000 applications just in the first 3 months of this fiscal year. So even though that's not like totally out of the norm for pre-pandemic times, it just ramped up really quickly. And so we weren't entirely sure, you know, what the forecast was going to be for this year. But I can tell you that the original forecast that IRCC had put in place, you know, was about 2 million for the total year, and they've now revised that to 4.3 million. So that's a big difference, and Service Canada responds to what those forecasts are. And if we go back to February, you know, the majority of travel economists and people who work in the industry were projecting that it was going to take a couple of years to ramp up to pre-pandemic travel. Now, that didn't end up being true. We're almost already back at the same travel levels as 2019. So, you know, we did anticipate surge. We didn't anticipate just how big it was going to be. And now we've had to catch up, hire additional people to make sure that we can tackle this backlog. And that's exactly what we're doing right now.
Mr. Gould, you know, we have a lot of listeners that are, we're having these conversations about people getting back on international travel and getting out of the country, and it could be snowboards in the fall or later this summer. Do you have any advice for people that are looking to renew or apply now, or how long this is going to take?
Yeah, so a couple of points. First of all, if you have applied previously through the mail and you haven't yet received your passport and your travel is coming up urgently, I do recommend that you go to a passport office. You don't have to camp out overnight because there are teams of managers as of 7 a.m. every day triaging people through the line to make sure that we're getting people their passport before they have to travel. And if your travel is within 10 days, let's say, they'll give you an appointment to come back. You were talking about people getting their passport kind of right at the last minute. Unfortunately, the system is still overwhelmed. So we're doing everything we can to make sure people don't miss their travel and get their passport on time. As that, hopefully, that flow levels out a bit, we'll get back to a more normal situation. If you don't have urgent travel and your passport has expired or you have to put in a new system, my best advice is to try and avoid the mail channel because it's less efficient, there are more errors that are made, and you have to send your original documents. You can go to any of the Service Canada centers across the country, across the province of Alberta, and the frontline officers there are trained on intake for passports, so they can review your application, make sure everything is correct, make sure you have all the documents that you need, verify your documents, and then hand them back to you. So you're not sending your original documents away, and then that will be processed through the system. And if your passport is valid, you do not need to send it away to be renewed. We've had a few people who are feeling anxious because they've heard of everything in the news, and they send off their passport that maybe is going to expire in 6 months. Now is really not the time to do that. Hold on to it. And you know, I really do have confidence that the situation is going to get better by the end of the summer. And so, you know, if you don't have to renew, don't do it right now, and wait until things level off.
Some great tips and advice and information along with the update from our Minister of Families, Children and Social Development Minister, Karina Gold. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, join us after the break. We're going to be talking about travel. We're going to be talking about maybe a friend of ours and a host in Italy. Join us after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.